Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 15, 25 to 32, the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 15, verse 25 to 32. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his father, "Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." My theme for reflection is the other lost son. The other lost son. There is always one. You know, the sibling who follows all the rules, stays on schedule, does their chores without reminders, and quietly resents the sibling who doesn't. I am not the eldest in my family, but I have some experience about this. That is why I find the elder brother in Luke 15 so painfully relatable. As the party for the returning prodigal erupts, the elder son stands outside. Luke says he was angry and refused to go in. His younger brother's sins had been public and humiliating. Yet the father had responded with rope, ring, shoes, and stake. The elder son's bitterness boils over. "Look, these many years I have served you, yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends." His focus: "I have served. I have never disobeyed. I have earned." The tragedy here is subtle but profound. The elder brother was just as distant from the father's heart as the prodigal had been. One rebelled through reckless sin, the other through self-righteous duty. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Nothing can be more cruel than the leniency which abandons others to their sin. Nothing can be more compassionate than the severe rebuke which calls another back from the path of sin." The elder son, however, wanted neither leniency nor compassion. He wanted fairness, his version of fairness. But grace does not work that way. Grace is not fair. It is better than fair. The father responds with the same love he showed the younger son. "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." The elder son had never grasped that he already had everything. His obedience had become a bargaining chip rather than a joyful response to relationship. We live in a culture that often mirrors this elder brother's spirit, quietly comparing, inwardly keeping score, measuring our worth or others by performance. Yet the father's words ring out as a corrective. "It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found." What does this mean for us? First, beware of standing outside the celebration. Don't let a heart of judgment rob you of joy. Second, remember that the same grace that welcomed you home is extended to others, no matter how unfair it seems. Timothy Keller writes, "The gospel is this: We are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. Both sons needed this truth. So do we. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life am I standing outside the party, refusing to join God's joy over someone else's restoration? Number two, how can I practice celebrating grace for others even when my instincts pull toward resentment or comparison? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write or speak a word of encouragement to someone who has returned to faith or made a new start, even if part of you feels envious or skeptical. Choose to rejoice with them and experience the freedom that only grace gives. Father, forgive us for the times we have acted like the elder son, withholding compassion and standing apart from your joy. Remind us of the gift of being always with you. Teach us to celebrate others' restoration with humble hearts. May your house be full of those who know they are loved not for what they have done, but for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.